Blog Talk Radio.
Money, 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 money.
Fresher in them gully, motto biddies love me. My stroke game got them saying, teach me how to dunny. I be going in on them, no nigga couldn't touch me. I apply the type of pressure that they feel up in their tummy. I'm a real dog, I be dropping voodoo. You barely get some, you are still a poodle. Bottle after bottle, laughing at your noodles. When you grabbing cases, niggas wanna sue you. Grown man swag, I don't need approval. The definition of class, let a nigga school you. Shorty, we can fuck, but only if I choose to. You should bring some ice, cause I am gonna bruise you. I be having fun when I'm talking to the shorties, and I say what's on my mind, cause no one gonna do it for me. If you know a chick that fuck me, she will tell you that I'm naughty. Have them speaking old English like I'm fucking with a party. Ah! Money, money, that's all a nigga know. If you see me in your city, then I probably did a show. If it's something non-profit, I most likely didn't go. And if you see a scratch up on me, I most likely did a hoe. That shit talk, cause I talk shit. You niggas still rapping, yelling shit loud. I just talk in the track and sound crystal. You dudes bout to be out the game, 6 fouls. I was mad when I didn't have no respect. Now I can't make out, cause bitty suck on my neck. Don't try to school me when you living under the steps, cause I'm giving niggas hell and don't plan on giving them less. I done saw what you seeing, did who you doing, and she told me all about you. To be honest, I don't give a. Any chick I want, I'm going to pull trigger. I get to talking, then it's going down. Liquor, only fuck with real niggas, only fuck with cool niggas. I don't fuck with real bitches, only if they real bitches. That got 3 hoes and they talking about real business. Look, I'm trying to clean up, you go do them little dishes.
Hey, Johnny, fuck them niggas, kick them out the kitchen. I've been paid to help, and not to mention this self-made wealth in competition. They never showing up, so they got to listen. I'm blowing money fast on you niggas. I fuck around and crash a new Jag on you niggas. He gives me letters just to get my solid cost. Look good in these jeans, but it's better when they off. My Audemars break bitches, I make them fall. Then come back and rape bitches. When it's Louis this and Louis that, bitches can't handle you. You see the furs on me, I'm an animal. You know I'm what it is. I'm always on top, I'm living on the lid. I'm burning mixtapes till I hit the fucking bridge. When it's time to cross over, Dunny got the 10. This is a movement, a lot of niggas trying to ride. And fuck them hating ass bitches that gotta hide. HP is the name, you feel me? These taps on my thighs make them bitches wanna kill me. And these niggas wanna come up and steal me. I leave them with blue balls, chili. Cause diamonds are a girl's best friend. You could bring them or bring some Benjamins. Come out.
Fucking popping because it's all about music, it's all about fans, it's all about support, you know what I'm saying? And right now, tonight, it's all about, I can't say politics, but I'm hearing that the new mayoral, yeah, I said the word, but no, the new candidate for mayor for Philadelphia, Diop Olubala. Diop Olubala, he's a candidate for mayor, so you guys got to get out and vote November 8th. We're going to take this time to get to know him a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, welcome to Philly Shine Radio.
Well, thanks for having me on. Since I inspire, it's good to be on. Representing for real hip-hop and for economic development for our community, especially for our youth.
And that's what it's – oh, my gosh. This is going to be great because that's what I was going to come at with you first, because the main thing, important thing to people is economics, making money. You know what I'm saying? What's your stance on making money? Because for me, I feel like you got to have a trade sometimes, and sometimes you got to learn a trade to be able to make money. You know what I mean? And sometimes we can be oppressed from making money. You know what I mean? We need extra licenses. We need to rub elbows with the right people. What do you feel about that? Like, you know what I mean, people making money.
Yeah, well, I mean, you touched on a couple of important points in my program. First of all, I'm calling for economic development for our community as opposed to what is the public policy of police containment. Right now, the city spends well over $1 billion on police, prisons, and courts. But meanwhile, they claim not to be able to find the money to keep the schools open, you know. So we have a serious problem with that. And more than that, you know, through providing jobs and businesses, we give the people the ability to eat and to really provide for themselves and their families as opposed to fighting each other over crumbs. So we believe that economic development is the fundamental public policy that we need to see here in the city of Philadelphia. But also, like you said, it's not just a question of becoming a slave to the dollar bill. It's about community-based economics where we have black dollars and dollars that flow within our community. Right now, even though there's, you know, stores and businesses in the community, as soon as we go to that ShopRite or that Pathmark, our dollars never come back to our community to benefit us.
That is so true. And, like, on some real, that's the type of shit that I promote even with my music, because at the end of the day, are you a talented artist? Take that and turn it into something. Take that and turn it into a new fan supporting you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Take that and turn it into a new pair of shoes. You know what I mean? But you get those shoes for your new photo shoot because you sold your own CDs. You sold your own T-shirts or whatever. Like, why can't we just be, you know what I mean, able to pop our trunks and sell our, you know what I mean, sell our shit? Or even get schooling to learn how to actually put a business together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, that education thing, that's real important, you know, because you also talked about this now, you know, getting the schooling to learn the skills, to build our own businesses, but also it's a lot of trades, even outside of music, that, you know, we should be able to make money and make a living through, you know, everything from construction to medical field, et cetera. But right now, schools are not designed to provide that type of curriculum, that type of training and skills to the youth. Instead, right now, there's a takeover of the schools, turning them into charter schools, which is really just a way for big businesses to make money off the school system. But these charter schools are not necessarily providing the students with skills that they need to be competitive in today's labor market. So my program is calling for community control of education, where the youth actually get skills and trades. It's talking about vocational training. And also, the schools themselves should be a form of economic development, where we can promote programs. Like, one of the programs I'm pushing for is the urban agricultural program, where you got a city full of empty lots. There's over 40,000 empty lots in the city of Philadelphia. They can easily be transformed into community gardens that can provide, you know, fruits and vegetables that we actually eat and make a living off of.
I would love to see that happen, because, like, even what you're saying, like, you make money, but then you take your money to ShopRite. You take your money to certain people, and you think that you are supporting your community, and you really aren't. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people in the city, you know what I mean? Sometimes, you know, we do have our farmers markets and stuff like that, but that's cool, but that's still not supporting our community.
Right.
So that, agriculture, is really important, because, like, at the end of the day, all those foods that we're eating from ShopRite is being, like, overprocessed. I can say that shit. They got TV shows and documentaries about that. So I think that is amazing. Like, it gives me goosebumps. I want to know for you, like, where did you get your start? Like, because even looking at you, like, I can relate to you. Like, you're casually dressed or whatever. Like, you really laid back. And then I feel like everything that you're saying, I can relate to on a humble level. You know what I mean? It doesn't seem like I need to make $50,000 to $100,000 a year to understand what you're saying. You know what I mean? You're trying to build people up to that category. How did you get started, like, into this, wanting to make a change? Because to really be in politics, I think you really want to have to make a change. Like, what makes you want to make that change?
Well, just being, you know, a young black male growing up in the U.S. society, you know, we already know that, you know, there's all types of chips stacked up against us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so just that in itself, you know, influences my own understanding. And I've been fortunate enough to come across a lot of influential political leaders in my life, especially people like O'Malley Ishitella, who's the founder and leader of the Uhuru Movement. that's where I can say that I really learned a lot about, even with the program I have now, in terms of community control and economic development, that was influenced by my involvement and influenced by the Uyghur movement. And I like to see myself as the candidate for the people. Even before I even thought about running for mayor, I was out here in the streets really fighting for democratic rights for the community, you know. So, yeah, if you feel like you can relate to me, it's because, you know, I come from the same place you come from. I'm really struggling to provide a way to, for our community to prosper, to be safe from all the hostile conditions that right now the current city policies have against our community.
So what current city policy are you most against right now that you want to really make a change?
Yeah.
What do you want to change?
Well, you know, one particular program that I'm strongly against is Stop and Frisk, which is a component
of... I'm against that shitty...
You should be, sis, yeah. Because Stop and Frisk is basically a weapon of mass destruction targeting the Black and Latino community. In fact, in the year 2009, over 250,000 people were stopped by the police because of this program called Stop and Frisk. 72% of those were Black people.
Now, see, we're a commonwealth state, but I don't know what right they give to the city. And I know sometimes, as a commonwealth, you could be able to change laws. You know what I mean?
Right.
Isn't that true?
Well, I mean, in fact, the Home Rule Charter, which is the system of laws that the mayor is supposed to abide by, the police as well, actually doesn't even give the police the authority to carry out Stop and Frisk as it was introduced. And that's part of the reason why Stop and Frisk was modified. But even on a broader scale, Stop and Frisk is arguably anti-constitutional.
Yes.
Because the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution guarantees citizens the right to protest their stop or seizure if they are not under arrest.
Exactly.
But Stop and Frisk itself, the violation of that so-called right. So, but that's one of the most important things that I'm attacking, because so much money is going towards Stop and Frisk, but at the same time, the city even admits that 92% of those who are being stopped and frisked are not even arrested or charged with any crime at all.
So, I really want to be educated more, because half the time I feel like so many loopholes in the law to be able to make it so where nobody is being treated unfairly, because like laws are made and they're supposed to be there to protect you and not so much attack you. You know what I'm saying? So what I want to know is, like, say a person like me who has half a story, how can you be able to let us know that whole story to enlighten us? You know what I mean? Like, what doors can you open up for us? Like,
yeah.
As far as,
well, you know,
we have half the story, but we want to make changes too.
One thing that I've come to understand in my years as a grassroots organizer is that, you know, what is called the law is really just the opinion of whoever is in power.
Exactly.
You know, so if you have a situation where the ones who own and profit from prisons are in power, then they're going to make up laws that will justify locking up as many of our people as possible. And even during the time of slavery, you know, slave master had power, and so therefore slavery was deemed legal.
Dominant,
right?
Yeah.
And if you was a runaway slave or a slave that, you know, fought to be free, then you were considered to be breaking the law. Like Nat Turner was actually, if you're familiar with Nat Turner, you know, who led one of the largest slave rebellions, he was put on trial for organizing Black people to try to be free from slavery.
Exactly.
That was before the Emancipation Proclamation. So, but the point is that the law is simply the opinion of those who are in power.
Power.
So by campaign, we seek to bring power into the hands of the people. And therefore, through my administration, we will implement a new policy, a new public policy or law in the city of Philadelphia that actually seeks to the interest of the same people that I represent, which is poor and oppressed, you know, Black community, Latino community, and poor and oppressed and working in the city of Philadelphia as a whole.
What is, like, your political background? Like, what have you done? What connections do you have?
Well, again,
that's connections. You need that.
Yeah. Well, I'm connected to the people. And I believe that, you know, the people is all you need, you know. I'm proud to say that I'm not tied to people in city council or city hall. You know, my ties are directly to the voting constituency of the city of Philadelphia. And if this electoral process, if this
fair.
Fair is not everything that they claim it to be. Then all you need is connections to the people. You don't need connections to big shots, to all banks and major corporations. You need ties with the people. That's my campaign strategy.
I can relate to you so much because even for me, I'm actually an artist as well.
Yeah.
But see, I'm a rapper.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
I rap. You know what I mean? I rap or whatever. But at the same time, I know I need fans. I know I need supporters. I don't care that I know certain people who have, I guess you could say, status. Yes, babe. Yo. Yeah, I'm doing an interview. He's actually, what's up? Shout out to Big Homie. Just walked up on the joint. Big Homie. Yeah, you very know him. But this is actually, he's independent running for mayor, Diop Oluvala. Yes, he's running for mayor, November 8th. We're going to see. But see, I'm all about interacting like that. I have a lot of people who show love. You get it from Jamal, one of them. But I'm all about connecting. But what I was saying is, I'm so much about people, like, I know a lot of people. I've had parties with a lot of people. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? I'm not a name dropper. But I feel like, and then even I could drop a name, and who actually enlightened me? Trick Daddy, because I've done a lot of interviews. I've had the pleasure of interviewing Trick Daddy. And he was like, what's important is, yo, he's so fucking real. It's ridiculous. Like, that was like one of the realest niggas. He was like, what's important? He was like, it ain't about your entourage and who you could bring. It's a who going to buy your CDs. Who's going to support you? Who's going to download your music?
Right.
You can't make it seem like you too good to be a fan, sign an autograph,
that's
or
right.
even look out for a young buck. You know what I'm saying? Here or there.
That's
it's
right.
not even all about, oh, so what? I interviewed Trick Daddy. That ain't going to make me no money unless I go out and tell the people. You know
right.
what I mean?
Right. Right.
So I understand your plight, and I'm so behind you. Just wait, like, we going to make sure that you're the mayor. Like, I swear, like, you got a nice movement behind you. I can't wait to tell everybody. And I just wanted to sit here and have the time to get to know you. And this is only part one, guys. This has got to be more. This is part one of the interview. It's going to be so much more. We're going to actually put this out all over Facebook. And we're actually going to put together a hip-hop event October 2nd. So we're going to do October 2nd, first Sunday. We're going to start off early, so that way we can have a chance to have some much love to you. Bye. Mwah. We're going to have time for, like, maybe
this
even some poetry.
You see, in Philadelphia, the world, this is a very busy system.
But
so
you know,
I'm glad that connected.
Yo, my goodness, I stay so busy. We're actually, up until you being elected, you can come with us. We're going to rock out every week. We can rock out every day. Like,
why not?
Yes.
Why not?
We're going to be committed. Even if I'm not there, you better be there. You got work to do. You know what I mean? You're trying to be our leader. And we need a fair leader. We've had so many people who, you know, but at the same time, it don't seem like that because it seems like you want to support all the bullshit. Like, oh, my God. I mean, like, livestock was something that John Street started, and he might have seen up abandoned cars. Oh, yeah, we had a lot of abandoned cars. I understand that shit. But really, you got to have a license, or you're taking people's cars and these, auction them off, like, all types of shit. It's like, how in the world did it even think that happened? But at the same time, all right, we have to deal with certain policies, but how can we make it better for ourselves? Like, it's so sad that people don't want to make money, and you don't give them the tools to make money.
Right.
It's easier for people to want to be fucking drug dealers, or it's easy for women to be strippers. Now, I got a bad problem, the baddest thing. Well, I'm not going to say the same thing. But you know what I mean? It is easy way.
Right.
But I don't want to take the easy way out, and then I want to be a person who myself, and I want to speak for women to say, don't take that easy way out. It's hard work.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's hard work. Just because you're beautiful and you have a big butt or big breast, you don't have to be out shaking your butt or whatever to make your money.
Right.
Or then the drug dealer guys, like, you know what I mean? You don't have to do that.
Yeah.
Like, let's really give them ways to make money, because at the end of the day, that's not real money. It's more risk. You know what I mean? So that's how I am. I want to minimize risk and maximize gains.
Dang, my brain went. I was off.
marked the whole joint, and I just went. But I was going to say is, shoot, it was going to be for you.
What was
I going to ask you?
Well, you know, while you think about it, you mind if I speak on song? You talked about how you have a 13-year-old son, is it?
Yeah, 13.
And, you know, like a lot of what we're doing now. What's his name?
Wale.
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 Okay.
My real name, your government's Wale?
Yeah.
My real name is Walea.
Really?
Walea, yes.
That's probably why we connect like
that's
those kids. Yeah.
This is my son.
Yeah.
That's so banging.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but
yeah, no, that's what I was gonna ask you. What's your nationality? Like, what is your background?
I'm African.
You're African?
Yeah. Okay. I was born in Brooklyn, New York. My parents from the Bronx in Brooklyn. And, you know, so-called descendants of slaves.
Yeah.
But I see myself as an African because I wouldn't be here in Philly or in the U.S. if it wasn't for our people being kidnapped from Africa.
That's
right?
What they
doing.
That's what they did to us. Fuck them. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, no kissing, we brother and sister. I know we normally be outrageous on the show, but I have to tell you guys, with me growing in my business. Hey, what's up, baby? Come over here, give me a hug. We're going to talk some more and have some fun. There's more things to come. How you doing, baby? No, he's actually running for mayor. I was doing an interview on my radio show.
Yeah,
I'm
running for mayor, sis.
We got to vote. Yeah. I'm going to educate the people and really do big things. I'm going back to the event. Thank you so much for doing a part one. Do you want to say anything else before we close the show out?
Yeah. Well, a couple things. One is I got a town hall meeting coming up on September 21st, which is next Wednesday. The topic of the town hall meeting is my plan to feed Philadelphia. Because right now, little is known that the federal government is going to be cutting food stamps by $14 billion by the year 2014. And that means some serious things.
Some bullshit anyway.
Anyway,
you gotta
right?
be broke to get food stamps.
Yeah, well, a lot of our people is broke, you know.
Yeah.
But the fact is that, you know, according to the census, 26% of the population here in Philly is on food stamps, but we're in a real serious situation where we got to feed ourselves.
And we want to change all that.
Yeah.
It's all about making money.
We got to feed ourselves, right?
Economics.
That's what it
we
is. Economic development, the urban agriculture program. So we're going to have a town hall meeting to talk about our programs to build up our own supermarket.
And I'm going
to
show you how to promote that. We're going to put it in a robot. We're going to have it everywhere. We're going to get it popping. Thank you so much. Like I said, this is part one. We're going to get it popping. I'm getting ready to go shut the show down. We got going over there. I'm multi-planned. Fuck it. It is what it is. I might even go perform. I think I'm going to go rant. I'm going to go rant, y'all. So shout out to everybody in Philly Shine Radio. Shout out to Black Cotton, my boy Jamal. You definitely do your thing all the time. You know what I'm saying? We support you. D.I.O. Wout.
Yeah, you got it.
Only Ballin.
Yeah.
I was right. I just had to stop, though.
Yeah.
November 8th, we're out there voting
right.
for him, guys.
Right.
All right, then. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Get a hug. Get a hug. Good night, Philly Shine.
Appreciate you.